1,000. That's the estimated number of the U.S. construction industry's work-related deaths per year. Almost 400 of these workers died from slips, trips, and falls in 2021 alone. That was also the same year a new ANSI standard arrived, aiming to enhance worker safety and put a dent in fall-related deaths and injuries. You may have heard about these guidelines, which became effective on August 1, 2023, 2 years after publication. The American National Standards Institute and the American Society of Safety Professionals enacted the guidelines to simplify classifications and increase safety on self-retracting lifelines, otherwise called SRLs. Of the two new classes, the Class 2 SRL has received the greater attention from regulators and users. Let's break down the essentials you need to know about Class 2 SRLs. ANSI first set guidelines on fall protection equipment in 1992. 2 decades later, ANSI updated its standard with guidelines for self-retracting devices, including SRLs. The 2012 guidelines divided SRDs into Class A or B based on overhead anchorage performance. A revision in 2014 defined steel edge sharpness. The latest standard classifies SRDs into 3 types. 1. Self-retracting lifeline, or SRL. 2. Self-retracting lifeline personal, or SRLP. 3. Self-retracting lifeline rescue, or SRLR. ANSI defines an SRL as a mechanical fall arrestor, featuring a locking mechanism and energy management system to arrest the fall and limit the forces imparted to the user. An SRLP is meant for individual use and mounted onto a full-body harness. An SRLR is a mechanical fall arrestor with the added function of rescue and retrieval post-fall arrest. The latest standard categorizes SRDs into Class 1 or 2 versus the earlier Class A and B. But what is a Class 2 SRL? An ANSI Class 2 SRL has 2 key criteria. First, a Class 2 SRL anchors at, above, or up to 5 feet below a dorsal D-ring tie-off. This differs from a Class 1 SRL, which anchors at or above a dorsal D-ring only. Second, a Class 2 SRL has a retractable lifeline tested and rated for use within leading-edge environments. By contrast, a Class 1 SRL's lifeline is not rated for such use. Why the leading-edge requirement? ANSI concluded that a user tying off below D-ring has a high likelihood of his or her potential fall seeing an edge hazard. Is a Class 2 SRL better than a Class 1 SRL? It's best not to think of which class is better. Because it supports below D-ring anchorage and is rated for use near leading edges, a Class 2 SRL gives users a greater range of potential use on a worksite. Best practice has any worksite compliant with ANSI's latest standard. Using that standard, a Class 2 SRL must be used anytime a user ties below D-ring and/or is exposed to a leading edge. The new ANSI standard requires an SRL to have 2 identifiers. First, every Class 2 SRL must have a label. Second, every Class 2 SRL must have a charter diagram that shows the minimum required fall clearance. One more thing to note, you cannot grandfather a Class A or B SRL to a Class 1 or 2 standard. The testing criteria have changed and safety factors have increased. Contact your manufacturer to find out if it offers an upgrade process for your SRL like Faltec. In summary, a Class 2 SRL anchors at above or up to 5 feet below a dorsal D-ring, is rated for use in leading-edge environments, must have a Class 2 label and fall clearance diagram. For references, browse Faltec's list of industry-leading Class 2 SRLs. For all things related to fall protection, stay connected with Faltec.